Zeg nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov ben Yisrael Pichas, Zeg nishmas Daniel Shena, Pasi Yeshua Falak. Okay, everybody say. There's one or two more things. I thought we finished the first packet, but there's one or two more things I wanted to do in the first packet before we get to the second packet. And that is, if you turn to page 19. Page 19 in packet 1. So the Shulchan Aruch says that also Likboa Siftes, also Sifbeis rather, also Likboa Berav Shabbos Sudu Mishta Shein Rogil Bimeachol. So that means that you can't have a Suda, like we said, a special celebration that you wouldn't have necessarily done on a regular weekday. You know, it's not your regular lunch, it's a special celebration, so you can't do it even in the morning. So the Bir Halacha says, also Likboa, Rortzoloma, Lasa Suda Kavua, Afilu Pam Achas Bimei Chayev. In other words, don't think that this Halacha, you only violate the Halacha if you do it on a regular basis. Was even if it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, it's also, and he says, Rylaz has Sudas Arison. In other words, because they used to have Sudas Arison. So hopefully a person only has to get married one time. A Sudas Arison, meaning, today we don't have Sudas Arison. Sudas Arison meant that the man was Makadesh the Isha in front of Shnei Edim, and then they would wait a year before they had the Chuppah, right? So today we have the Arison and the Suan all together. Then, for financial reasons, they, it took time to get the act together. So they waited a year. So the Sudas Arison, you're not allowed to do. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Also, Lekvoa Be'erv Shabbos Sudu Mishta Shein Rogel Biyontov Afilu Hi Sudas Arison Bibnei Kovet Shabbos. And he says that even if it's a one-time thing. So that's one thing that I wanted to show you. And then the second thing is the next Bir Halacha, where he writes, She'ena rogil b'me'achol, v'afilu im hu osher b'yoseh. V'oseh, there was one katayna, this is a suda regil is mutter, right? My regular lunch is mutter. But what, I'm a wealthy person, and I make a lavish, every day we have lavish meals. So what about a wealthy person that has lavish meals every day? So then, should it be mutter then to do it on Friday also? Because one could say, that's a suda, harigila for him. For him, it's a suda harigila. So, the Bir Halacha writes, She'en rog afilu him osher b'yosef, osher b'chol yom suda rechava k'mo b'shabbos, b'kol mokom b'erev shabbos yeish limnoa, b'lasos kein she'yochol l'teyovim b'layla. So he says that this iser of not making a lavish meal, even in the morning, on Erev Shabbos, is even if you normally you're the melech. So the melech every morning there's a lavish thing. Every morning there's a lavish thing. So Mamela, you might think that it should be mutter even on Friday. So he's saying no. That if you have a lavish meal, you're a gvir, and you have these lavish meals, and you're always hosting people every morning and every afternoon, you're having everything, it's always rogil bashiris, but Friday you have to stop, not to do that.
Because even before chatzos?
Even before chatzos. That's that. They also look both Merv Shabbos, v'sheil rogil, v'afilu hi v'chol hayom, on page 20, V'chol hayom b'chlal ha'iser. Chol hayom. Unless you mamish, you have a bris milah, so that we'll talk about, right? I told you, my first son's bris milah was Friday morning. So we had we had a nice meal. It's not crazy, a nice bris milah meal, there are different levels of bris milah meals, but it was nice. If you have the scrambled eggs, that's considered a chash of a bris mila meal. If you don't have the scrambled eggs, then it's a lower madrega. You know, but, yeah. So,
What does it mean, l'kvoya suda? Is there a sign that l'kvoya suda means to schedule a suda?
Yeah. What? Just to schedule a suda?
Right, l'kvoya, or mean to make a set suda? Like
what? Explain what you mean.
Yeah, because what's the hava mean of it? Afilu pamachas mechai wouldn't be a problem. Maybe
l'kvo means doing it on a regular basis. Uh-huh. And if you're doing it on a regular basis, you want to have a going away party for somebody, and you really want to have a nice lavish thing, but you know, you do it 9 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's also to do that. Now the chiddush is, even if you're a rich person that has lavish meals all the time, you might think it's still us to do.
So the Mishnah Berurah and the Biur Halacha had a havamina that l'kvoa means do it on a regular basis.
Right. So he's saying the chiddush is that it doesn't have to be a regular basis. Even if you do it one time, one shot deal, you make a sudas erusin. How often do you make a sudas erusin? Hopefully, only one time. You make a sudas erusin. Yeah, feel kol hayom, and that's why I told you that's what the Gemara says in Gittin. There were two mishpachas that did it, and they were nekru, right? One mishpacha, two problems: to do a lavish meal on Friday, or to do some meal on Shabbos afternoon when the Rav is giving his shiur, and people are going to come to your party instead of going to his shiur. So those are the two things that those mishpachas that did that were nekru. So that was the story. Okay, so those are the two things that I neglected to do with you.
But there seems to be also an hifsek and hiskel and in mafsek. What are the guidelines and the parameters?
Which where are you reading?
I'm learning the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tazayin.
Let's see. Sifkan Tazayin and the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see. Yeah. So it says, Kol Hayom. Yeah. So this is Kol Hayom. So that's like a regular meal. So regular meal. You could have a regular meal in the afternoon on.
I'm talking about the hot chili. You shouldn't do it.
Right. The chili should regular b'kol cholayim. Kol hayom mutter. Paskil menadin, but mitzvah limana. Right. That's what we said. Mitzvah limana.
But what I stop, I would stop. Why wouldn't I stop if I made a mistake?
So he's saying that once you started the meal, even though
the lech of lishos belik for you, I feel so the shogim
b'kol yom mutter laskel menadin al mitzvah limana. But if you did it already, but in other words, he's saying what is the ikar adin? The ikar adin is if you didn't eat lunch, and it's late Friday afternoon, and you didn't eat lunch. You're not going to have a lavish meal, but a regular lunch that you would have the rest of the week. So then you could start it.
Are the meals that are also to do if I start, and they will be mafsikim, he calls the rub?
I mean,
they'll be mafsikim?
Sometimes we have a halacha. Like if you started eating dinner and you didn't say Kriya Shema, and you were maschil be'isser. It was already zman kriya shma at night, and you started the meal, and you didn't say kriya shma. So you started be'isser. So then you have to be mafsik. Then you have to be mafsik. But here he started beheter. I mean, it's not the best thing. It's mitzvah limana. But
if somebody starts be'isser, he should be mafsik.
If he started be'isser. But here it's mutter to do. In other words, by Kriya Shema, if in, at night, if you have a meal by Kriya Shema at night, and you started, so you're supposed to stop and say Kriya Shema. The heter that people have bizman hazeh is that they go to a minyan kavua. Since they go to, like in the winter, in yeshiva here, we daven maariv 10 o'clock at night. That's when we all daven maariv, 10 o'clock. So in the winter, I'm eating dinner for sure before 10 o'clock, right? So what's the heter? What's the heter of starting such a meal? So the heter, so some posts can point out that the heter is that you have a minyan kavua. I always say a minyan kavua means it's not only that the minyan's kavua, but your attendance to the minyan is kavua. So therefore, it's like built-in clockwork. Clockwork. That you know, like I know in the regular schedule in YU, we daven mincha 2:30 and maariv 10 o'clock. So that's the, so it's built into my psyche. Now with the COVID thing, I have a whole different, I daven mincha 6:30, maariv 10 o'clock, whatever, a different psyche, a COVID psyche. But before the COVID, everyone knew 2:30 is mincha. So then you could have him. So that's the heter that we have. We have dinner in the winter. We have dinner before maariv, and it's ready this man maariv. It's ready this man maariv, and we're.
Could you make the synopsis of Erev Shabbos? How I should feel though?
Okay, so like this, the synopsis of Erev Shabbos like this. In the morning, you could eat whatever you want, meaning, but you can't have a lavish meal in the morning. You can't have a lavish meal in the morning. Unless, we'll see, we didn't discuss yet, unless there's a bris milah or something like that. But you can't have a lavish meal in the morning.
I have guests from Eretz Yisrael, and I want to give them a nice breakfast, but not on Friday.
Yeah, you can give them, I mean, within reason, you know what I mean?
You know, with bagels and buns. And,
yeah, you can. I don't think that's called bagels. I don't know if that's considered a lavish meal. Giving.
What do you mean?
I mean, where do you draw the line? I mean, it's a real lavish meal, you know, like.
Our standard breakfast is not.
Our standard breakfast is nothing. It's garnished. Our standard breakfast.
The smorgasbord meals that the hotels put out for you every morning is a lavish breakfast.
Yeah, but yeah, okay. I mean, the Israeli breakfast in a hotel.
Right. Yes.
The Israeli breakfast in a hotel. I'm still not sure if because they give that's the same meal that they give the whole.
That's what it says. It says a rich person who does it every single day.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But what I don't know. I think it means more than that. That they're having. Maybe they're even having meat, and they're having, you know, they're having basar v'yayin. I think that's what it means. Like I think like Max.
You shouldn't take three helpings. That's what I mean.
Three what?
You shouldn't take three helpings from the smorgasbord.
Yeah, like a smorgasbord. Like if you would have a smorgasbord, okay. In other words, a Marina Del Rey smorgasbord on a Friday morning. What do you think, Yitzchak? A Marina Del Rey smorgasbord on a Friday morning. That would be like a. But an Israeli breakfast in the Plaza Hotel, in the Inbal, whatever, on a Friday morning, you could eat. But on a Marina Del Rey smorgasbord on a Friday morning, that you're having a special, in other words, you want to have a special celebration. Somebody's leaving the community, and we're gonna rent the Marina Del Rey, and we're gonna have a smorgasbord on Shabbos on a Friday morning.
Maybe
and
maybe a fancy corporate.
That I think would be included. Because there you have basar, you have yayin, you have all those things. So that would be inappropriate. But even though they're
like you mentioned anniversary or a
birthday. Yeah, party. Yeah. And you should know when I had that machlokas with somebody about having this party, you know, I don't know if technically, you know. But I was just tittering because I didn't want to have any chashash, since the Gemara uses such a sharp lashon that the mishpachos were nekru.
Right.
So that's why I tittered from that. And I didn't want to have any chashash that we're violating something like that. So even though it wasn't going to be a Marina Del Rey, smorgasbord on Erev Sukkos, but so that's the whole day. Then when it comes to the afternoon, so Meikar Adin, you could have your lunch. Preferably, you should have your lunch what does he say here? He says, So Teisha Shosulamal is even Samoch Lamincha. Haidu Shosmanius, who reveals Hayom. So that means like like 3 hours before the end of the day. So that preferably you should have your lunch before then, a regular lunch, and then if you didn't meikra din, it's mutter, but still it's mitzvah limana. It's better to avoid. And that's.
Stuffing yourself with eggs, let's say. So it's not a pass.
Yeah, in other words, if you're going to really stuff yourself with something, so then, according to the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis, that's like the similar thing. That you meikar adin, you could do it the whole day, but mitzvah limana. If it's going to be something that's really... really filling. So then you shouldn't do it. That's on Erev Shabbos. Okay? And what about... so those are the halachas. Now we said there are other shitas. There's a sheet of the Ran, you know, of doing sort of things from Mincha Gedola. There's a sheet of you know... So that's the... but that's Erev Shabbos.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The halacha for Bal Nefesh, he should eat the minimum.
Yeah, Bal Nefesh.
He has to know his own Messias.
Yeah, Bal Nefesh, Yeah, Yehuda?
Now, is there a difference between Thursday night and Friday morning?
Yeah, I think I once discussed this maybe with Rav Abadi. I think he thought, Rav Abadi, that this is just Friday morning. I don't think it's a dinner Thursday night. Right? I think Thursday night... I think maybe Rav Abadi told me that once, if I'm not mistaken. A Thursday night is a different story. The Thursday night, I would think that if you wanted to have a party Thursday night, a Marina Shmorg Thursday night for some celebration, then that would be good lachatchila. And so, even though normally in halacha, Thursday night is a red, but with Gabi, this halacha is either a halacha of the teyavon or it's a halacha of
oneg.
Yeah, not being covered, covered for the Shabbos. So those things, Thursday night doesn't have that connotation. That you're not properly.
Somebody had to make a bris and they had to wait till the late afternoon because the pile was a suffix, and then what do you do with the suda in the late afternoon on a Friday?
Yeah, so we didn't get to the halachas of bris yet. So we're gonna learn right. In other words, we have to discuss what's the halacha of. I made a packet about this on the bris mila. In other words, what Rav Meir is saying is that a bris mila. The halacha is that if a child is sick, and kola kol gufo, right? So you can't do the mila. But when he gets better, you still can't do the mila. People don't realize this halacha. You have to wait. In other words, if he gets better 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then you could only do the mila. You have to wait 7 24-hour periods from 7 to 7, from 7 to 7, 7 24-hour periods. And then 2 o'clock in the afternoon, after the 7, you know, 24-hour periods, then you could do the bris milah. So you can't do the bris milah before 2 in the afternoon in such a case. So what Rameh is saying is sometimes the baby could get better 2 o'clock in the 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you can first do the bris 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And there, you have to do the bris. The Oroch Laner paskind that it's considered a milah koidim zmana if you do the bris before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Even though it's already the 15th day. It could be the 15th day, the 20th day. You see, when the baby is just a yellow baby...
If it was a day later, would it push off Shabbos? You'd do milah on Shabbos?
No, you can't do it. You only could do a milah b'Shabbos if it's bismana. If it's not bismana, you can't do a milah b'Shabbos.
So
and you should know... You should know the... Rabbi Katz, the some Moelim follow the shita of the Taz, and they don't do a bris milah if it's on Thursday or Friday or Shabbos if it's not bismana, because that's the discussion in the Gemara about mafligim b'sfina. Just like we don't take a trip on Thursday, Friday. A boat thing, because we're afraid that on Shabbos you're not yet going to be acclimated, and then you're going to have a bittul of onik Shabbos. You have a bittul of onik Shabbos. So some poskim hold, the Taz held that that on Thursday and Friday you can't do a bris milah if it's not bismana. And this was Rabbi Katzenstein Zatzal. This was his Mesorah that he had from his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Rav Chananya Cohen. Rav Chananya Cohen was a moel, a big moel. His son, Rav Mordechai Cohen, is now the Skver Chashev Moel. And that was his Mesorah. That was his Mesorah. And Rav Pinchas Katzen told me that Rav Schwab didn't agree with it, with that. Rav Schwab held... not like the Taz, that Mila Shalom Bezmani you should do on Thursday and Friday. Only on Shabbos not to do, not like the Taz. So they had a machlokes. So how are they going to resolve this machlokes? The Rav in the community, Rav Schwab, held you do a Mila Shalom Bezmani on Thursday and Friday. It doesn't matter. And the Taz and Rabbi Katzenstein had the Mesorah from his Rebbe, Rav Chananya Cohen, to do it not to do it on Thursday and Friday, if it's Shalom Bezmana. Because it's Shalom Bezmana, we don't do a bris milah, because the baby's not acclimated, when the Shabbos will be a bittul of onik Shabbos. So they made a pshara. This is what Pinchas told me. The Rav Schwab and Rabbi Katzenstein made a pshara. This is the pshara. There are two reasons why a person doesn't do a milah Bezmana. One is because he's choler kol haguf. The child is choler kol haguf. He has some issue that he's considered choler kol haguf. So if he's choler kol haguf, so then the halacha is that you have to wait seven, even when the child is better, you still have to wait 7 24-hour periods. 7 meis leis. And then you do, so it's ke'ilu, we're restarting his birth, so to speak. Right? That's one scenario. The other scenario is when it's a yellow baby. When it's a yellow baby, the bilirubin is high, it's a yellow baby, so that's not called chola kol aguf, but you still can't do the bris milah, because it's a sakana to do the bris milah. But then, soon as it's not chola kol, soon as the bilirubin count is safe, that the baby's not yellow, then you could do it right away. Then you could do the bris milah right away. So the pshara that Rav Schwab had with Rabbi Katzenstein was that when it's a chola, the kol haguf, and we're recounting, so to speak, the 8 days again, so then that's like bismano. So then you could do it even on Thursday and Friday. But when it's a yellow baby, so then when the yellow baby, as soon as it's not yellow anymore, you're going to do it. Even though it's the 10th day, the 12th day. So that's not like we're restarting its birth, so to speak. So then that's considered super shalom bezmano. So then that you shouldn't do on Thursday and Friday. So that was in other words, Rabbi Katzen seemed held from his Mesorah, like the Taz, never to do. No, unless it's a Mila bezmana. You know, unless the baby was born on Thursday or Friday, then of course. But if it's a Mila shalom bezmana, so then Rabbi Katzenstein said never to do it on Thursday and Friday. And Rabbi Schwab said always to do it on Thursday and Friday. So they made the pshara that if it was shalom, Rabbi Pichas told me that his father and Rabbi Schwab made a pshara that if it's shalom bezmana, then because of a yellow baby, so that's called shalom bezmana, then we stick to the idea not to do it on Thursday and Friday. But if it's shalom bezmana, it was kol kol guf. And now we've counted all the extra, you know, seven meis leis. So now it's considered like a born mechadash. So then you would do it even on Thursday and Friday. So that was the pshara that they made. But I think Rav Pinchas told me that the father's pshara with Rav Schwab is only if it's a broyer's bris. But if it wasn't a broyer's bris, then he would follow his regular shita that he got from his Rebbe, from Rav Chananya Cohen, never to do a bris shalom bezmana on Thursday and Friday. So that's a very fascinating idea. Okay, there's more to say about that, but that was that. So that's going to be a discussion that we're going to have in the future about, you know, having being part of the Suda on a Mila shalom bezmana that comes, or any Mila that comes out on a Friday. Is there an Indian still to abstain from eating a lot on a meal? Or, like Ramea said, sometimes you can have a Friday bris that's going to be in the afternoon, because it has to be in the afternoon, because if the baby was chola kola guf, he had some breathing problems, so it was considered chola kola guf, and then he got better. And he got better on Friday, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so then they're going to count 7 days, you know, whenever you make the cheshbon. So Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's going to be, it could end up having to do the bris in the afternoon, etc.
If they do it Friday afternoon, can they do the surah Friday night?
Right, so that's another thing. Maybe they could do it Friday night also. That's what I told you, that in the minhag in Europe, when they had chasidus in Europe, a lot of times they'd made chasidus on Friday. In America, we don't do it so often. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he made one of his children's weddings on Friday. He did a Siegel, Rabbi Siegel, from Newton. From Newton, they made a chasana. I don't know the exact details of why he wanted to do it that way, and that's his case. But usually they may. So our minhag today, we don't make brises on. We don't make chasanas on Friday, and we don't make chasanas on Motzai Shabbos. Chasanas Motzai Shabbos today, only people who are not so observant make chasanas on Motzai Shabbos.
And there's no Indian of Masif and Simcha B'Simcha if you do it on a Friday night. Shabbos is not considered as Man Simcha. How about Yontov?
Right. In other words, you're saying that
you got married on Erev Yontov and you wanted to make Sheva Brachos.
Right,
time.
So we allow that.
But why would you allow? Why isn't it Masif and Simcha
B'Simcha? Right, Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So
yes,
so that's the actual chasana, is Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. But not
the Sheva Brachos.
Yeah,
in other words,
there's a whole discussion in the postgame, how do you do Sheva Brachos in the Leil HaSeder? How do you juggle Sheva Brachos with the Dalet Kosos?
Right.
That's a whole discussion in the postgame, but we do that. In other words, people get married before Sukkot or right before Pesach.
Will we discuss a Purim morning on Friday, because that's Halach Lamaseh this year?
Yeah, Purim. Yeah, exactly.
Will we be discussing that?
We'll talk about that. Sure. That's a very important thing. We talked a little bit about it. I mean, most people, as we mentioned, have the meal of Friday morning. The Minag Yerushalayim and Rav Goldwicht in my building, if hopefully he'll get back before Purim. You know, he's been in, ever since right after Purim, he went to Eretz Yisrael and still is there. Hopefully he'll be able to come back, you know, when officially COVID is over or whatever, whichever way you discuss that. So he makes it what we call Poros Mapo Mekadesh, that he goes right, he makes starts in the afternoon, and he goes through Shabbos, and that's what we discussed yesterday. He makes Kiddush in the middle of the meal, etc. Okay. Now, take a look now in the second packet. Take a look. Take a look on page 3. So it's still that we've been seeing the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Now I want you to see the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif. Page 3, Halacha Tez Zayin. Perek Vav, Halacha Tez Zayin, where the bracket is. Page 3, Packet 2. He says, Kishem Shemitzvah Lechabit Shabbos Le'onga, Kach Kol Yomim Tovim. It was just like we said, there's a din of Kovet Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, so too all the Yomim Tovim, there's a mitzvah. Shedeber Lechdosh Hashem Chubad. V'chol yom tovim nema behem mikra kodesh. Kvar b'yarno hakibu v'oneg b'hilcha Shabbos ken roi l'odom shalo yisod bar v'yom tovim. So now, he says, in other words, we never saw yet, what does the Rambam say by Erev Yontif? We saw Erev Pesach, min ha-mincha l'mal, but what about Sukkos, Shavuos? So he says that the same halachas that apply to Shabbos apply to Yontif. So it's a mitzvah lechabed Shabbos ula'onga. So too it applies to the Yomim Tovim. Kedosh Hashem Mechubad. And he says, "Chein roi la'odim shalo yisod ba'arve yomim tovim min amircha l'mala k'erev Shabbos." So implies over here is that the same halacha on erev yontif, which means that you could eat the whole day, but min haroi. In other words, he uses a par of aloshin, right? Mitzvah like mitzvah limana, a par of aloshin. He doesn't say osir. He says, min haroi, it's not proper. You know, it's not recommended. Chein roi la'odim shalo yisod ba'arve yomim tovim, min amircha l'mala ba'erev Shabbos, ke'erev Shabbos. So that's what he's saying over here. That on Yontif, now the only exception is Erev Pesach. Right? Erev Pesach is a regular halacha. That's the Mishnah, an Arvi Pesachim. So the Rambam subscribes to that Mishnah, right? Erev Pesachim samach l'mincha l'yochel adam asher techshach. So he's, right. So l'chor, you see that the Rambam didn't hold like the Maril. In other words, this idea to compare Yontif and Shabbos, l'gabe the Isser of eating, because on Erev Pesach it's a real Isser, right? That's the Mishnah. It's not just mitzvah limana. It's a real Isser, and the Maril says so. The chiddush of the Maril is that he held. There's two chiddushim in the Maril. One is that he held from the Ran that it's milcha gedola, and then to make the gzeirah shava. The gzeirah shava is not the chiddush of the Maril, but to apply the gzeirah shava lagabe the isra achila, that's the mitzvah of the chiddush of the Maril. So, uh, So the Pashtus is, but when it comes to Erev Sukkos Pashtus, according to the Rambam, you could eat till the night. You can eat till the night. It's mitzvah limona. It's, you know, it's preferable not to. It's preferable not to. That's what the Lashon is. He says, min haroi. Chein roi ladam shalo yisod barve yomim tovim. Kerev Shabbos. Shadov is a mechlal kovim. Yeah. There's a word also from the Chazon Ish. Because if you look in page 1, on packet 2, it says in Halacha Hey, I didn't put the bracket there, but Besader Olam Shulchan Be'erev Shabbos Alfa Pishei Nutzorech Ela Kazayis Chei Besader Shulchan B'Motzoi Shabbos Alfa Pishei Nutzorech Ela Kazayis Kidei L'Chabdo B'Chnitzosu V'Yitziosu. Right? This is the source. Kovet Shabbos, you're getting prepared on Friday. You set the table. And then you have a meal also Motzai Shabbos, Malav Malka. That's part of Kovet Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish, Rav Schulzinger, you heard of Rav Schulzinger? Rav Schulzinger, Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger. He was a great guy. I was zochet to meet him once with my father, Harini Kaparis Mishkova, in Bnei Brak. Rav Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger was one of the great guys. I was zochet to speak and learning with him once. He wrote the Svar Mishmar Halevi, Mishmar Halevim, Penine Rabbeinu, whatever. The Rav Shechtu Sefer is Penine Rabbeinu. His Sefer is Penine of the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. He was a big guy. So he writes from Chazon Ish that there's an inyan to have Malav Malka on Motzai Yantif. Because people normally just have Malav Malka Motzai Shabbos. He said, from this halacha, because the Rambam says that Kovet Shabbos is the Mesadel Shulchano on Friday and on Motzai Shabbos. And then, in Hilchas Yontif, he writes that all the things of Kovet that apply to Shabbos apply to Yontif as well. So Rav Schulzinger quotes from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish was makpid that you should have Malava Malka on Motzai Yontif as well. So if I remember, I tried to after Yontif to have special eat something special on Motzai Yontif as Malav Malka based on the on this Chazon Ish's diak in the Rambam. If you could have some room.
Does that include the Motzai Yontif of the first days or only the whole Yontif?
Yeah. So that's an interesting question. He discusses that also. Does that only mean at the end, or does it mean? So I'm choishish that it also means the first day. So I know, like we go usually to Sukkot to the Lower East Side, so we have a communal sukkah. So after the first day is the Yontif over, my wife and I we go down to the sukkah. Usually not too many people there then, and we take something and we eat in the sukkah. On Motzai Yontif of the first days also.
Is that where the minhag comes to eat pizza Motzai Pesach?
Well, pizza Motzai Pesach, I don't know about that, but it's for the people who, have to wait. They can't go without 2 days without pizza, so. Okay, Rabbi Yosef. So Lemaisa, this is what I wanted to. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll continue in the Schiras for Kablonis at 11 o'clock. And on Monday, we'll start continuing in packet bays in this packet. And now we'll take a 2-minute break and we will do a little Parsha, Bez Hashem.